The Poughkeepsie mayoral race pits first-term Republican incumbent Rob Rollison against Democrat Joash Ward. Ward, a political newcomer, has been knocking on doors for a year on a mission to educate residents about the function of local government. I sat down with Ward and talked about the race.
I'm running for mayor of the city of Poughkeepsie because I was born and raised here. I was bred through the public schools from pre-K through graduation. Three generations of my family have called the city of Poughkeepsie home. I've worked in government nationally, internationally, and studied the law. And I fundamentally believe that it works when we invest in it, when it is representative of the population it serves. I'm running to serve the city that I love.
Ward was raised in public housing on the north side of Poughkeepsie. At 16, he graduated from Poughkeepsie High School as the youngest valedictorian of any public high school in the U.S. in 2012. He then graduated from Syracuse University with honors at age 19. This past January, at age 23, Ward graduated with honors from the law school at King's College London.
We have been educating. We've been on an education campaign for the past year, informing folks of literally what the function of local government is and the design of it to say the fact that most of us are living in fear of the police, and when they show up in a neighborhood, we turn in the other direction. That is managed at the mayoral level. That is managed, and the relationship between the community and our public safety officers and our city government is a public dialogue. It's not something that's dictated from the top down. So when we're talking about the relationship of young people to the economy and that we have a 40% youth unemployment rate, that's also managed at a local level. And the planning we do to make sure that our young people are able to compete in the local economy. Again, we're hearing it for the first time in this election, and we're also pointing to the advocacy of, no, but our voice matters here and now. And when we don't exercise it, it actually lends itself to the opposition.
Ward has been hearing predominantly about two issues.
And the fact of the matter is we've been knocking on thousands of doors for the past year, and we are getting the uniform message across the board. The school system is failing. We have to leave. It's not safe for my family. We have to leave. Or there's no jobs. We have to leave because my children are young and they will be in harm's way.
And here's how he would address these issues.
So with education, the truth of the matter is it's going to be hard work. And we have to know it's not going to be an overnight fix, but it is going to be saying, no matter how far behind the curve we're starting, if it's 2 months, 2 years, or two generations, we have everything we need to catch up and to outpace our competitors as Poughkeepsie kids. We just need the support to do it. So we went and built the public-private relationships necessary to support our young people with the mentorship, with the job training, with the internship, with the work study, with the academic support, to get them ready for what comes after high school. With safety, it's going to be hard and difficult conversations with a community that right now is living in fear, in part because we have cases of police brutality, and other in part because there's no active dialogue except when things have already gone wrong between the police and the community. So that's one thing that we have to de-escalate the tensions, build trust with the community, and bring the community into community policing. And the third one was
jobs.
So we have a billion-dollar economy that's growing. We have hundreds of millions of dollars ready to be invested in construction and development and all of this. And when you look at who's building in the city of Poughkeepsie, who's working in the trades, they're not Poughkeepsie residents. And we're not training Poughkeepsie residents to take advantage of the investment coming in and to workforce plan. So again, that is at the heart of it, the responsibility of the chief executive of the city for the performance of our economy.
The Poughkeepsie City School District faced a number of issues over the past few years, from inside the administration to low graduation rates. The district began this school year with a new superintendent and hopes to change the trajectory.
So families are 100% the purview of the mayor of the city of Poughkeepsie, and our families are who are sending their children to the school district. The fact of the matter is we have a problem when we fail 2 in 3 African-American students, when we fail 1 in 2 Latino students. We have a problem where that is 90% of our student body, and we can't say that the fact of the matter that the education was segregated decades ago has led us to where we are now. And if we're not going to be all hands on deck, everyone supporting the families and building the support necessary to undergird and support the children when they come out of the classroom so that the performance in the classroom can improve. Because I was a student. I was hungry over the summer. I know what it is to be going into a classroom with trauma in the family, trauma in the city, and then walk into a school and have to take a standardized test, or in my case, have to run to your SAT because there's no transportation and the taxi didn't show up on time. So when we say that education is not my job, we pass the buck to the person who's actually most needs the help, and that's the student. So the challenge that I've had with this administration is the number one issue facing this city, you won't even take ownership of, and because we don't take ownership of it, there's no way to put a plan together to improve it. Not to mention, the poor performance of the school district has deflated our real estate market by hundreds of millions of dollars because no family wants to move into a city that fails more students than it graduates.
Ward believes there is an untapped niche in Poughkeepsie.
I fundamentally believe that with the market in trades that we have and the market of people who excel outside of the traditional classroom setting, the city of Poughkeepsie and our residents can command the trades economy, which will be the largest growing sector in the nation, right here in the city of Poughkeepsie in Dutchess County and in the tri-state area.
Poughkeepsie's last Democratic mayor was Nancy Cosine in 2008.
This, beyond a shadow of a doubt, goes down to who shows up at the polls, because we have 4-1 Democrat v. Republican. And what it is people have to know the choice is theirs.
And he says representation does not look like the city.
When you see that we're a color majority city and an all-white administration with a nearly all-white police force, that's not good government.
Ward paints Poughkeepsie as a tale of two cities, north and south, with middle class and above on the south side.
You know, the message of the campaign has been that we are a city of neighbors. Though we are living two different experiences and different socioeconomic and racial experiences here, we are concerned about the same things. Our genetic backgrounds have been through some of the same challenges, be you black, white, or Latino. For the story of how we got here, we are so much more alike than we are unlike. And the fact of the matter is that this choice is about not just the next 4 years, but the next four generations of what we want our city to be.
Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Poughkeepsie.